You have your Bibles with you this morning. Open your Bibles with me to Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah 43. You know, I posed a question before you this morning. The question I posed before you is simply, what did you come expecting? Amen. You know, he'll meet you wherever you're expecting. I was reminded of a woman that the speaker spoke last week of is going to give birth to something. Or a child, there's an expectation. And God's going to meet the expectant heart. And he reminds me of a familiar scripture in Jeremiah chapter 29. Verse number 11. Before I get into the text, I'm building the foundation. The Word of God says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall find, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when? When ye shall search for me with all your heart." Amen. Amen. So when we come with a heart of expectation, God can't help but move. Amen. And I don't know about you, but by reading God's word and seeing everything that's taking place in our nation and our world, I have a great expectation. I have a heart. I'm expecting signs, wonders, miracles. I'm expecting for all kinds of Holy Ghost fireworks to take place. Amen? Amen? And where that firework takes place is inside of you and I. Amen? He's not just an outside show. He wants to do an inside thing that's expressed through the outside. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And then you shall be witnesses. In other words, it's something that's being birthed inside of you and I. And what God is speaking to my heart about, and he wants to get in our hearts today, he wants you to get this into your heart. So go with me in Isaiah 43 in our text today. Boy, I'm being challenged by the Lord. Verse 18. He says, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the old things." Wait a minute. God is getting ready to do something that's never been done before. And God doesn't want us to bring the old junk with it. Not that it wasn't for a time, not that it wasn't for a season, but that time and that season is over. He's getting ready to do a new thing. Amen. And it's going to spring forth according to his word. Amen. And there's nothing wrong with the old. The old was for a time and for a season. But now God wants to do something new. Look at the one next to you and say, "You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new." In other words, unless we allow the old to pass away, we can really never step into the new that God has for you and I. So the scripture for the message this morning is found in verse number 19. He says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Is anybody going through a wilderness experience? Has anybody been in a dry place? And my God said, "My God shall supply for all of my need according to his riches and glory and Christ Jesus." And God's getting ready to do something in every heart and every life of every believer. Amen. Some of the believers have been complacent. Some of them have been apathetic. But the Spirit of God's going to stir them up. Amen. And when the Spirit of God stirs something up, there's some action that takes place. Amen. Action speaks louder than words, my friend. So today, the Lord was speaking to my heart He gave me a vision for this spring. When the Lord laid this word in my heart, I said, Lord, I preached out of this a few months ago. I never go away and I never repeat a message. And I said, Lord, I preached this a few months ago. He said, no, you didn't. You preached out of the text, but you didn't preach the message I have for the church. And God says, spring to spring. In other words, there's something supernatural that's going to spring up this spring, but God wants us to spring into it. Amen. And he says that when we spring into it, spring to spring, there's a new windfall, because it's going to open a new way with new waters, which will be a new witness with new wisdom. Hallelujah. How many know that you can look at your Bible 1,000 times and read the same scripture, and all of a sudden God will open up something and show you something you never saw before? Amen. Amen. So let's lift this word together and come into agreement. Power of agreement. Repeat after me and say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In the Father's name we pray. Amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. We're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something. Your word declares that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And as your word goes forth today, faith will increase in this atmosphere. Faith over every adversary the adversary is trying to rage, over every weapon that he's trying to form. There'll be liberty and freedom in the house. Freedom in our spirits, our souls, our bodies, and our minds, Lord Jesus. So, Father God, just as Isaiah prayed of old, take those tongs and go to the altar and take those coals and place them upon my lips, for I'm a man of unclean lips. May the words that proceed out of my mouth be from you and not from me. And when all is said and done, you will receive all the glory. You will receive all the honor, and you will receive all the praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. You know, what do you think about when you think about the windfall? You know, when you think about the windfall means good fortune. How many can use some good fortune in their life? Come on. Come on. How many need a windfall? How many need a breakthrough somewhere in some area in your life? Amen. Here's what the Lord says to us in Isaiah chapter 48. Isaiah 48. Verse number 6. The word of God says this. He says, thou hast heard, see all this, and will not ye declare it? I have shewed thee things from this time, even hidden things that thou didst not know them. They are created now, and not from the beginning, even before the day when thou heardest them not, lest thou shouldest say, behold, I knew them. Yea, thou heardest not, yea, thou knewest not, yea, from that time that thine ear was not opened, for I knew that thou wouldest deal very treacherously, and was called a transgressor from the womb. For my name's sake will I defer mine anger, and for my praise will I refrain for thee, that I cut thee not off. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. For my own sake, even for my own sake, will I do it. For how should my name be polluted? And I will not give my glory unto another. You know, some of the things you're going through is and been through, God's let you go through them to bring you to the time that we're in now. The psalmist said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. He never promises us that we will not go through the valley. But when I go through the valley, I will not fear. He is with me. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He is always as close as the call of his name. God says he's getting ready to do something new. He's opening your ears to hear and your eyes to see. I was reminded what Daniel said in Daniel chapter 2, verse number 21. The word of God says this. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. And all of a sudden, God's going to shine his light on some things. He's going to reveal some things that was never witnessed or never seen by the church before. God has called this time. It's all to usher in his return. There's a great revival for the kingdom of God that's coming. Amen. Some of those wayfaring men, they're coming back. Amen. Those prodigals are coming back. Amen. They belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. They've only been gone for a season, and that season's about the end. Amen. God wants to raise up an army to take back what belongs to the kingdom of God. I don't know about you, but I'm not paying any attention to the news. And this is my newscaster. Amen. This is my daily news. Hallelujah. This is what I read. Amen. This is all the promises of God, and all the promises of him are what? Yes and amen. Hallelujah. So with this in mind, in Ephesians chapter 1, are you listening? Verse number 10. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are in earth, even in him. Amen. There's something that's coming together. Amen. And he says with this windfall, this good fortune, amen, it's when the church and the body of Christ takes back what belongs to them. Amen. Their expectation comes from the word of God, not by the word of man. Amen. Faith is the substance of the things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. If I could see it, I don't need any faith. Amen. And God is saying, even though some things you can't see, I spoke it, I said it, I'm not a man that I should lie. If I said it, I will do it. Believe it, and I'll carry you through it. Come on now. Come on now. Come on, can we get a little excited about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords we serve? Amen. Amen. If we can't get excited in here, we can't go out there and reach this world. Amen. You know what this is? You know the truth of the matter is? This is a Holy Ghost pepper rally. Come on. Come on. Come on. What has God done for you? What has God carried you through? What has he done in your past? And if he's done it before, he'll do it again. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! It didn't look good at that time. It didn't seem good at that time. It didn't feel good at that time. But God still showed up, and he still carried me through, and he still did everything he said he would do. Yes. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Come on now. He said, not only is there a new windfall, good fortune. The new windfall comes when we follow the new way. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Well, listen to me. Wait a minute. Let me say something. Well, Pastor, this is the way we've done it. Pastor, this is the way we've done it. This is the way I did it in the early church with my mommy and daddy. This is what I did with my grandparents. This is what I did. Praise God for them. But God's doing something new. Amen. I serve a God that's alive and well. Amen. Amen. And he said in his word he was going to do some new things. And he makes a way. Now, you say, well, Pastor, I'm facing in this new way, I know I got a new windfall by the Spirit of God. And this new way, I think there's some obstacles in my way. And the Lord reminded me, if he's done it in the past, he'll do it again. In Exodus chapter 14, the children of Israel are faced with an army and they're faced with a great sea. How many is facing a sea of adversity? Come on. Come on. How many need God to divide something, to open up a door? Come on. Come on. Come on. You know, the Word of God says in Exodus 14, verse 21, and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by as a strong east wind all that night and made the sea dry, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left hand. In other words, they were faced with adversity. The sea was the adversity. There was an enemy that was trying to destroy them, that was trying to take their lives, but God opened up a way. And as God opened up the way for the children of Israel to step across to the promised and dry ground, he swallowed up the enemy in the waves of the sea. Amen. God says, when you step in and trust me and do this new thing and go with this new way, I will put the enemy behind you. Amen. I have given you power and authority in my name to take back what belongs to the kingdom of God, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Amen. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony, and my testimony is true. If God said it, he'll do it. I believe it, and I'm going to go through it. Hallelujah. So the word of God says, is that okay? Is that okay? Proverbs 16. Don't worry, I got a lot of wind. You know why I got a lot of wind? I got the wind of the Spirit. Amen. Amen. It's his word, not my word. Solomon, in all of his wisdom, said in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 17, the highway of the upright, this new way, is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Then he says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. In other words, we have to let our pride, we got to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt us in due time and due season. Yes. Amen? In other words, if we're looking for this new windfall and the promises of God, and he's telling us to step in a new way, you know what that means? That he's going to do what he wants to do. And the way a service may look, it may never be the same. I don't know what the Lord wants to do. I just want to do whatever he wants to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, he cares for each and every one of them. And every one of you have a part of what God's called you to. And if you didn't have a part, God wouldn't have called you here today. God brought you here today. He brought you here today. He put it in your heart to be. You would say, well, I was here to support this person, or I was here for this person, or their friend. No, you're not. You're here because God called you to be here, and you wouldn't be here if God didn't call you to be here. And God wants you to hear this word today. He wants you to know he has a plan and a purpose in your life, and he's not going to change his mind. No matter what the enemy has said to you, no matter what the enemy has done, he's got to get behind you because you're God's child. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you, Lord. Amen. The prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 35, praise God. The new way. Verse number 3, 35. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong. Fear not. Behold, your God will come with a vengeance, even God with a recompense, and he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for in the wilderness shall waters break out in streams in the desert, and parched ground shall become a pool, and thirsty land springs of water, and thy habitation of dragons shall, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes, and a highway shall be there, a way shall be called the way of holiness. Hallelujah. So the prophet says in Isaiah 49, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. This new windfall, this new way. He said in verse 11, and I will make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be exalted. Behold, these shall come from far, and lo, from the north and from the west, and those from the land of Sinim. Wait a minute. You know what the land of Sinim is? It's China. China is coming to this nation, and China thinks it's going to war against this nation, but many Chinese are going to be found and come to Jesus Christ. Amen. They're going to meet the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There's a battle and there's a war for souls, and there's many that's coming to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Their purpose was not to come to Jesus, but God takes what the enemy meant for evil, and he turns it around and he uses it for his glory. Amen. So he says, And verse number 13, sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord have comforted his people and will have mercy upon his what? His afflicted. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of how many? Out of how many? Does he deliver me always the way I want to be delivered? No. But he delivers me because his word says so. Amen. So he says, and with this spring to spring, there's a new windfall. There's good fortune that's coming. The new fortune comes when we're following the new way. This new way has some new and fresh waters. The new waters of the Spirit is what's on my heart. And Psalms 36. Are y'all still with me? I'm not preaching at you. I'm ministering with you. Because you have great value and great worth. Amen. Amen. And God needs you, and so do I. Look to the one next to you and say, I need you. Look to the one behind you and say, I need you. Amen. Amen. Look to the one around you and say to somebody, you have great value and you have great worth. Thank you for being you, because God created you uniquely, and there's not another like you. Amen. Hallelujah. So when he's talking about this new waters, and Psalms chapter 36, verse number 7, he said, how excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. Wait a minute. By the fatness of his house. When we gather together in the house of the Lord, there's a fatness of the anointing of God. There's a fatness. Amen. And this is the fatness we don't want to run and lose. This is the fatness that we want. We want to be fat. P-H-A-T, for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Are you with me? And thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light shall we see light. I love that old song that says, if you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain. And the rain we're talking about is the rain of the Spirit of God. The rain of the Spirit of God that's falling on us, amen, to help us see the way so that we can step into the windfall. I don't know about you, but I serve a God that blesses abundantly above everything I ask or even think. Amen. So with that in mind, in Ephesians chapter 3, I'm getting ready to sum this up, guys, if I'm preaching too much. Verse number 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. What the Lord is saying to me, and what the Lord is saying to you, he wants you to step outside of the box of your thinking. And even when you step out of the box of your thinking, you're still not going to reach what he's going to do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, you know, don't put them in a small box. Amen. We don't serve a small God. We serve a God that fills the universe, that fills the atmosphere. He's the ever-present help in the time of need. Amen. And he says to him, above what we think, according to the power that worketh where? In us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. So with that in mind, in 2 Peter, and I'll wind this down. The Apostle Peter reminds us in verse number 10. He says, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly unto the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God says he's getting ready to do something. He's spring to spring. And what God is saying to my heart is he's looking for his church to spring up so they can step into what God's going to bring this spring. Amen. He says in his word, which was just spoken, there's a new windfall that's coming. There's good fortune. There's well-being. Amen. And in this new well-being and this new, whatever I said, windfall, hallelujah. He says it's important that we are obedient to follow the new way. It will never go outside of his word. But what he's going to do, he's going to open up your eyes and ears to see something you didn't see before. Amen? Listen to me. He's going to show you something that you've never witnessed before. And the church has never witnessed it before. And the body of Christ has never witnessed it before. Because it was hidden to the time that we're stepping into, which is going to usher in his return. Amen? And God's going to start revealing and showing us things that we never would say. How in the world did we not see that? That's so simple. That's so easy because God didn't open the eyes of our understanding to see it. Hallelujah. And he says in this, he's going to pour out some new water. I don't know about you, but I like some fresh water. Amen. There's nothing like fresh spring water. Amen. And then he's living by the springs of living water. Happy now am I. My soul is satisfied. So with this spirit, God's going to make a way for this windfall. But he says for us, there's also the witness. I want you to look with me in closing in Matthew 24. The words of Jesus. And here's what I want you to listen to. I want you to hear this. Verse number 11. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. The false prophet changes God's word. God is not a man. God spoke it, and it doesn't change. Does that mean he won't show us something we didn't see before? Yeah, he's going to give us revelation, but he's not going to change his word. Many are trying to change God's word to make it a lifestyle. And guess what? God's lifestyle is holiness. God's lifestyle is purity. Be holy, for I am holy, says the Lord. Amen. So he says to you and I, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. and then the end shall come. We have this great end time revival. Man, I'm really excited. Amen. I'm really excited because, hey, some of those people that you thought would never be serving Jesus, they're going to be ones that are going to be on fire for him. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It's not going to look like it ever looked before. Hallelujah. Amen. So what is he saying to us? He wants to give us some wisdom. And he reminds us in James chapter 3. James chapter 3. Verse number 17. He said, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're grateful, Father God, that you sent your word here today to accomplish something in every heart and every life. Lord, your word declares in Revelation 3, verse 20, it says, behold, you stand at the door and knock. If any man hears your voice and opens the door, you'll come in and sup with him and he with you. In the closing moments of the service this morning, maybe you're here today and you do not know Jesus. Or maybe you one time you knew him, but you drifted away and you're not at that place you need to be. If that is you, be as close as the call of his name. Is there anybody here? Pastor, I need Jesus. Is there anyone at all? Anybody need Jesus? Anybody need to return to Jesus? I see that hand. Is there, you may put it down. Is there another here today? Pastor, I'm not at the place I need to be. Is that you? God's not a judge. He loves us all the same. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're the searcher of all hearts and all lives. Your word says in James chapter 3, your word says, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace to them that make peace. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And today, if something's stealing your peace, God wants to minister to you today. Maybe he's stealing your peace and your health. Maybe it's your well-being. Maybe it's something in your family or your finances. But the adversary is trying to steal your peace, but God wants to restore it. And I'd ask you to come and so we can stand in agreement with you. If something's trying to steal your peace, would you please come? Don't be afraid. God has a plan and purpose for every life in the room.